thank everybody for coming out. It's very important that we continue to have large crowds to pound on the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to free all the captives, and to daven for Tzal to be safe, for all of Klal Yisrael to be b'shalom. Shul Sol Rabbanim and the Kehillah, the two announcements that the Rav, Rabbi Axelrod Shlita, wanted me to announce. The community will be having a program, OL in conjunction with all of the schools of the five towns, this Sunday night, October 22nd at 7 p.m. here in the shul, where Dr. Norman Blumenthal will be presenting on when the unimaginable becomes reality, helping ourselves and our children. And on Monday night at 8 p.m., also here in the shul, will be a community program for Orthodox singles, ages 25 to 35, on what to say, what to do, being Jewish in the workplace, a framework for these times, given by Beth Millman. And everyone is welcome to attend those programs. It's our honor tonight to have the Rav of Congregation Beis Tvila, Rabbi Polakov Shlita, to speak with us.
Thank you, Rabbi Glatt. Thank you to Rabbi Axelrod, Morat Asra, and Rabbis Wolf and Schechter for hosting this very important continued Divrei Chizuk and Tehillim. And a special thank you to Rabbi Trump for organizing and for always spearheading Dvarim Shebikdusha. I'll be honest, I feel very inadequate standing up here in front of you and giving Chizuk, because I need Chizuk myself. We're all looking for Chizuk in these difficult times. In Eretz Yisrael, the refrain that was going out right after the tragedy unfolded was, Ein Milim. There are no words. There's nothing to say. What is there to say? I don't know that I can share with you any chidushim tonight, but like the Ramchal says in Mesilas Yesharim, perhaps we can just review together some of the thoughts that have been shared by many others over the last week and a half, some of the thoughts that I've shared with my Kehillah over the last week and a half, and maybe together that will be of some benefit. I couldn't help but notice Monday morning when we leaned, really Shabbos already, Shabbos afternoon, when we leaned Parshas Noach, Vatishacheis ha'aretz lifneho Elokim, Vatimolei ha'aretz chamas. There was a hashchasa, a destruction throughout the land, and the land was full of Hamas. Vayomer Elokim keitz kol basar, v'noach keitz kol basar balofanai, ki mala haaretz Hamas mipneihem, v'hineni mashchisam es haaretz. Hamas and destruction. And that's what we're left with. And I think all of us experienced an incredible range of emotions since the massacre happened, beginning with shock and disbelief, to anger, and then to helplessness. We want to help, but what can we do? Boys who just served in the army, young women also, they had the option of going back to fight. A boy from my shul went back, I'm sure from this shul as well. But the rest of us, what can we do? We can donate money. I hope that we did and we continue to do so generously. The needs are great for the bereaved families, for the soldiers and for their families, and those needs will certainly increase over the coming days and weeks as this war grinds on. But what else can we do? Mrs. Yehudis Open, the director of the BBY preschool, sent an email last week after the massacre. And she wrote that as Jews, we've said for centuries, Ani Mamin, not Ani Mevin. We believe. We don't understand. No one understands why the Ribono Shel Olam allowed this to happen. I'm not going to pretend that I do. But I want to share with you tonight perhaps some thoughts about how it happened. I'm not talking about money to Iran or a cyber attack. The Torah tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam interacts with Eretz Yisrael differently than with all of the other nations of the world and all of the other lands. In Parshas Ekev, the Torah tells us, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa Tamid. The land of Israel is the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly seeking. Eine Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana V'yad Acharis Shana. The eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam are upon it the entire year. And explains Rabbeinu Bachya, what that means is that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, has Hashgacha, divine providence, over all of the lands and all of the nations, but when it comes to other lands and other nations, sometimes there's an intermediary. Sometimes there's a sar, there's a malach, there's someone else who helps out, so to speak. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzma. Hashem Elokecha doresh osa tamid, eine Hashem Elokecha ba. There's no sar, there's no malach, there's no intermediary. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking out for Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, then in order for such a tragedy to occur, in order for such a massacre to occur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to remove his Hashgacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mesalek, had to remove his Hashgacha, his divine providence, to allow this to happen. As one news analyst said, we're all consumed by the news these days. I remember driving down Peninsula, I remember exactly where I was. I don't even remember the person's name. But he said everything went, quote unquote, right for them. And everything went wrong for Israel. But that means that in order to fix this, we have to do whatever we can to restore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha to Eretz Yisrael. What that means is that our Torah, our tefillah, our mitzvos, our masim tovim, our chesed, that we've taken upon ourselves, that we've increased the focus over the last week and a half, make a real difference and can have a real impact. If we add some learning to our schedule, improve our tefillos, say Tehillim or add to Tehillim, add mitzvos, add chasadim, it will make a difference. We have to push ourselves. We have to challenge ourselves. Who decides whether the hostages, Rachmana Litzlan, are going to survive or are going to be murdered, like all of the other victims in Eretz Yisrael? Who decides which soldiers survive a battle and which fall in battle? Who decides where the rockets land, in an open field or a direct hit on a home? The Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to do things to increase this chusen. It's real. It'll make a real difference. The more we can do, Torah, tefillah, mitzvos, chasadim, the more we can do, the more zechusim we can pile on, the more difference it's going to make. What were some of the factors that might have contributed to the removal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha? I'm not a Navi. We don't have Naviim. No one can say for certain. But the Gemara in Brachos tells us, if a person sees that they're experiencing suffering, they have to look inwards. We're all suffering, which means we all have to look inwards as individuals, as communities, and as a nation, and try to figure out how we can improve. One thing that everyone is talking about, and it's no doubt true as it always is, we need to work on our achdus. Unfortunately, tragedies like this bring Jews together. And we've all seen the media and the social media, Jews of all stripes and all types, coming together, davening, working together, caring about each other, in ways that unfortunately we don't always do. when the going is good. As we know, the Achdus in Eretz Yisrael was at a low point before this happened. Right versus left, religious versus secular, we were literally at each other's throats. And then this. When this happened, it didn't matter whether the victims or the hostages were religious or not religious, right or left. No one cared, as no one should. They were Jews, and that's all that matters. Yerushalmi says that the Klal Yisrael is like one body, it's like one guf, and that's why we can't take revenge when someone does something wrong. Because if you cut yourself by accident, would you then turn and punish this hand? Of course not. It's part of your body. Every Jew, we need to feel always, not just when the going is tough, but when things are good, like we're part of the same guf. Everyone's saying we have to be nosei ba'olim chaveiro. We have to feel the pain of others. It's not just that. We have to feel our own pain. And we all are in pain. I was even thinking that there are some parts of the body we know that when they're in pain, they're in pain. But we can function. We hurt our hand, we hurt our foot. We can still get around, we can still do our jobs, we can still work. We can function okay. But then there are parts of the body that we know that if they're in pain or they're uncomfortable, we're out of commission. We can't function. When a person's heart is not working properly, they cannot function. Rabbeinu Bachya explains that Eretz Yisrael is the heart of the guf. And the rest of the world is the rest of that body. Eretz Yisrael is in pain, which means we all need to be doubled over in pain, unable to function, unable to be as productive as we usually can be. You have to work on our achdus. Perhaps another thing to think about is that we're all obsessed these days, as we should be, with Eretz Yisrael. We can't get Eretz Yisrael off of our minds. We read about it, we listen about it, we turn on the news for 3 minutes in the car, maybe there's an update. We check our phones incessantly for an update, for a new feed, for something about our Tzeinu HaKedosha. And maybe, just maybe, part of what we're supposed to take away from this horrible tragedy is that it's always supposed to be like that. We're always supposed to be obsessed with Eretz Yisrael. We're always supposed to be focused and thinking constantly about our Tzeinu HaKedosha. As we say in davening, as we say in benching, V'li Yerushalayim Yircho, V'nei Yerushalayim, Es Tzemach. We say all these things. But are we thinking it? Are we really obsessed? Are we checking constantly? As the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doresh Osa Tamid. Shouldn't we be? We all received different videos, and we've been receiving different videos, audio messages from people in Eretz Yisrael, from soldiers out on the field. Two people in my shul sent me recordings from a fellow by the name of Yair Spitz. Never met him before. It's related through marriage to someone in my shul. And by the sound of the audio messages that he's leaving, he's an officer and a chaplain in Sahel. And one of the most shocking things that I heard the first week, right after everyone was called up, was that morale was high. And I don't know about you, but morale here was low. We were all depressed. We were all in the dumps. Morale was high among the soldiers in the field. Why? He gave a couple of reasons. And one of the reasons he gave is because the soldiers that are out there on the battlefield believe, feel, know what the destiny of the Jewish people is. They believe in the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the Avos, that Eretz Yisrael is ours. They believe Netzach Yisrael lo yeshaker. We've been here. We're not going anywhere. They believe in the eternal nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises to us as a nation. We all know those are true as well. But are we living it like the soldiers out on the field? Do we feel it? Do we recognize it? Do we see it with our eyes like the soldiers out on the field? We need to. And finally, we can't let this subside. Emotions naturally subside over time. The anger and the passion and our dedication and commitment naturally will subside, especially being so far away from the facts on the ground. Our lives today outside look very similar to the way that they did before Shmini Atzeres and after Shmini Atzeres, unlike those in Eretz Yisrael. But we have to be so careful that as long as there are hostages in the hands of Sonei Yisrael, as long as there are young men and young women on the front lines or in Gaza, in harm's way, who don't know if they're ever going to see their parents again, we cannot stop davening and pleading with the Ribono Shel Olam. Don't let it subside. We have to daven and daven and daven some more. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps each and every one of those hostages safe. That poor girl, we all saw the video this week. We have to just daven and daven and daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps them safe. Young men and young women on the front lines who don't know what the next day is going to bring, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep them all safe. Daven with the Ribono Shel Olam. Plead with the Ribono Shel Olam. As so many of us said this past Shabbos, of harachamim shochein meromim, berachamav ho'atzumim, hu yifkod berachamim hachasidim v'hayisharim v'hatimimim, kihilos hakodesh shemasu nafshom ha'kedushas Hashem. And as we say a few lines later, the pasuk, harninu goyim amo, let the nations sing the praise of his people, kidam avodav yikom, v'nokam yashiv litzarav v'chiper admaso amo.